This is just a simple thing to show you how a proper French song is done. Le wouhouhouhou, yeah! L'histoire commençait avec qui va gagner, sachant les obstacles et les dangers. Sur l'arc, on y suit dans son cœur un génie, prêt à découvrir les mystères de la vie. Je suis l'Aigman, c'est ce que je suis l'Aigman. J'ai le meilleur plan, je suis l'Aigman. C'est ce que je suis l'Aigman. J'ai le meilleur plan. There you go. Learn.
Why the cheeky bit.
I'm a scat man.
Hey, it's me. We're back. It's Rerex. It's the very first Rerex from the new AUK HQ. On the way in just a bit. But first, here's Scatman John.
Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters, but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons would try to cheat the seasons if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the scat man. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. I hear you all ask out the meaning of scat. Well, I'm the professor, and all I can tell you is while you're still sleeping, the saints are still weeping, because things you call dead haven't yet had the chance to be born. I'm the scat man.
Yeah, I'm the scat man.
Where's the scat man?
I'm the Scat Man, etc. So yeah, hi. Welcome to a brand new Radio Redux show. First one for a while, but me to do one for a bit. But I really need to get set up in my new abode first. I could have probably done one, but the last show went down very, very well. That was one with Trippy and Digi, and the cold, cold recesses of the SEGA UK office. SEGA UK office, there we go. So yeah, a lot's been going on, lots happening. Up yesterday, we had the new comic, number 54, went up on Sonic Rex. A few notable little changes here and there. I mean, from a design point of view, the comics changed a lot recently in terms of the top. The last three comics. Yes, last three comics. So they have all been slightly different on the top, little tweaks here and there. That's probably going to stay like that for a while now, although I must admit I'm not overly happy with it, but it just seemed to be a much clearer and concise way of doing it. And also it's a lot clearer for you guys when to know when, hey, this is a storyline comic or not. I apologize, I probably sound a bit tinny or something. I know for a fact, this is because I'm using this new headset. Unfortunately, my old headset finally gave up the ghost. It was down to one earphone and the mic, and then all of a sudden it just didn't want to work at all. I've bought a nice new shiny standalone mic, and only to find that my sound card is dying. But this computer in itself is just completely dying. To run through all the problems, so we've got the sound card, which is half dead. Then we have the fan. The fan's slowly dying, and occasionally goes into a hyperspeed meltdown, or tries to. We've got the CD rewriter / DVD player / DVD rewriter. That now won't write any discs properly. Occasionally will start making a very, very horrid noise indeed, like it's trying to explode. And yes, the entire computer itself is actually incapable of doing much, it seems. It's been rapidly slowing down. I forked out £60 on a really, really nice Wi-Fi connector, USB connector, the other day. And the result has been that the computer is just going to periods of just utter freezing. And refusing to do anything, and really, really struggling. And there's nothing going on. It's just slowly, slowly dying. And unfortunately, slowly, slowly dying, but at a pace that's just annoying. So yeah, I'm back on the new USB headset. It's a Mikomi headset, for those of you who are interested, as opposed to the Logitech one that I had before. The problem with that is that, as I just said, I probably sound a little bit tinny. I have this microphone slightly, it's on the other side than normal. It's all weird. So yeah, so yes, hello. That was our request. We had, first of all, that was, as I said, Scatman John, with the Scatman, and that was for Roboshi. Roboshi, I had a little check in the forums as we started and saw that one, one that I actually had. So So that was the song I had, therefore it was used. I have no idea what I'd Die for Love by Lion's Heart is, and I've no idea where I'd get Hearts on Fire for Shax. Sorry about that, guys. Presumably, Blake can go into those topics now, and we'll be able to delete the post from Riboshi. Now that the requests have been done. Yeah, presumably. So, what's been going on with me? Well, lots has been going on with me. I'm working very, very hard, as you could probably guess. This involves working Sega very, very hard and not having much fun. And, well, not when I'm not doing that, I'm not getting much sleep, and I'm in pain, and I'm putting up desks and bookcases and generally making things. And trying to figure out why my boiler just keeps making liquid hot water. I suppose it's solid hot water. But you know, I mean, it's just constantly just boiling. It's like hot tap on. It's like cold. Melts your skin off. In a period of 5 seconds, and then after 5 seconds after that, it's steam. And I've got no idea where it does this. I've looked at the boiler, and I've turned it down. That seems to have had no effect whatsoever, which is rather disturbing. In which case, what to talk about next? Like I said, I'm tired. I'm constantly tired. Talk about things that have also gone up on the Sonic Rex website. A lot of new, not new little tweaks, little back end bits been sorted. A load of stuff has been going up in the shared depository recently. We've been really doing ourselves proud. Basically, now that FFM's coming back, I think the depository needs to step it up yet again. So that's going to be something I'm going to be working on in order to do. We've got some new banners went up. People have been sort of wondering where these banners are. These banners are, if you go past the front page and you're going to any of the other pages, you'll get those headers. Specifically, you're in the default, the SW Classic skin, the black and the red, or the Amy Rex skin. If you go in any of those, and you go into any of the other pages, apart from the front one, you'll obviously have the header at the top. Now, those are normally the little mini sprite comic-like ones, and you've got Fakey, and Hogfight, Dogfight, and ones like that. Well, those have been edited there. And we've got a very, very snazzy Knights one. And there is also an SST one, a Sonic Chronicles one. These are all in the style of the actual game, and there's also a Sonic Unleashed one. There is also a banner for what appears to be some sort of Radio Redux live show. A Radio Redux live show, RGNG UK. That can't possibly be right. Well, it is. Assuming things, you know, with this computer work, which is a bit like, it's a bit like asking Hitler to sort of like tone it down a bit, you know. It's one of those things. I'm sorry, Timmy, you can't go to, you can't have a podcast. Hitler said he was using the microphone tonight. Something about annexing Poland. Yeah. So that's those. There was no one for some character or person or something, and with the date the 16th, I believe, of June 2008. Something's happening then. Don't know what exactly. You'll have to find out, I suppose. And it'll be a massive surprise, and everyone will go, ah! and probably get angry with me. Speaking of being angry with me, there are people who are angry with me. This is nothing new. I would like to thank, at this time, Earthheart, Trippy, and Lewis, more specifically Trippy and Lewis, who sent me very nice emails saying, don't... Well, Earthheart sent me a message as well, but these were quite long emails, saying, you know, don't worry about it, etc. Unfortunately, I do worry about it, which is a slight problem, but this is easily remedied. Easily remedied by not giving us stuff as much anymore. The decision that's come from this, which is a shame, is I've decided I'm not going to be as visible at the Summer of Sonic event. Basically, it means a lot of the organisation is going to be done by me, and I'm going to be sort of backgroundy person, and sort of be out of sight and out of mind a bit. But by that time, things will be a lot better. Lots of people have been taking time out at the moment. T's taking a bit of a time out. He's on a bit of a metal odyssey. I think that was the excuse that he gave, at any rate. And, yes, a couple of other people have left. And a couple of other people are sort of thinking about things. Lots of people are thinking about things at the moment. Everyone's thinking in the Sonic community. Fortunately, they're thinking. A lot of people are thinking and not engaging. Yet not engaging the brain. That's not a dig on anyone specifically, it's just an overall thing that the Sonic community tends to forget. It's like, speak, then engage brain. It's a good little system. People should try it. And, yeah. Oh, and T's just signed in. Hello, T. He's going to be listening in. I'm sorry, T, you can't come on the radio. Hitler's still battling Timmy. Sorry, I'm busy colouring in letters on a mouse mat with a mechanical pencil. That's how insane I am at the moment. So we've got this weird headset with this annoying... It's Skype. It's like to do a Skype as well. Ah! It's like to do a Skype, and it's got this horrible flashing blue light. Thus, somehow making it mean much more. Unfortunately, if you look straight into it, you will be blinded. I have discovered. Which is quite something. So I've this lovely piece of design, which is now covered slightly in triple layered parcel tape, just to take the edge off the brightness of this light. Daft, isn't it? I'm going to have some music now, because why bloody not? Afterwards, the forum, Eon Light, has been busy beavering away with all manner of questions. Some good, some bad, some typical. And I'm going to go busy my way through those. Let's pick a music track though first, hey? Bum 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 bum. What can we have? A long time ago in Bethlehem, there was some kind of music section specifically for tracks that I had for the relevant music sections. I want some Sonic-y bass. No, I don't. Let's have something... Sonic and Knuckles. Sonic and Knuckles? It's... Knuckles. Knuckles. Let's have Isolated Island. That's a little... short little one, and we'll probably have something else after that, I suppose. You never know. Hey. This is Radio Redux. It actually contains no ducks. Giggleopolis Zone just starting up in my ear, which is a bit of a problem, you know, when Giggleopolis starts up in your ear. I'd recommend taking drops for it, preferably vodka, just vodka in your ear, and yes, you'll soon forget everything, including your name and address. That actually was by Tweaker, and that was from the sadly aborted fan game Sonic Adventure Remix, called Chaos Zero First Encounter Remix. So, I was going to go through Q&A UK. Questions and answers. Answers and questions from Q&A UK. I'll start off at the beginning, which is always a good place to start. T.A. Black says, any new skins or the like appearing soon at SW in the near future? Well, I'd say that those new banners I put up would be a good example of me maybe testing the water and seeing if designs work. Another thing might be, you know, checking anything that appears on, or I don't know, say, the forthcoming section on the main page. I'm sure there's probably some kind of clue on there as to what might be going through my mind. To be honest though, I'm slightly concerned now in terms of design of SW, that it may be time to start thinking about a redesign. Just wondering, it may make it things a bit more dynamic. The problem is I have no love for any of that server scripting bollocks, frankly. I have no love for it at all. But then again, it has no love for the Empire. I check that, you know. I kind of give a clue on there, you would have thought. Question two is, will the enigmatic Topaz be appearing soon along with other cast lists? Yeah, Topaz should have appeared. Unfortunately, Topaz didn't appear because I couldn't be bothered to edit another one of those ruddy roll sprites to make Topaz. I'm sorry. She will be appearing. I think I might have had somebody else for Topaz, actually, some other sprite. I can't recall. Topaz will be appearing at some point. Question three, FTA Black says, if I am the Eggman, who is the Walrus? He is the friend of the Carpenter, who, and they were walking close at hand, they noticed that the beach, you know, was too full of sand, and they decided to get involved in some kind of caper, resulting in trying to eat oysters. Of course, this didn't work out particularly well, because he was then sued by the estate of Barry White. So it didn't particularly go down well. X7, who I haven't seen for a while. X7, hello. How's Timmy? I heard you guys sent him off to war. Yes, well, you've just heard how he is. He's busy fighting over a microphone with Hitler. Number two, how's job at Sega? Number three, newcomer, Chuck Norris joins the brawl. Chuck Norris does not join the brawl. He just doesn't. Besides, he would only be beaten by Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Proven and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Lisa Mussolini and the Blue Median Cowboy Curse and John B. the Genie, Robocop turns to Captain Kirk, Durfo, Lupin, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston, Theodore Logan, Spock, The Rock, Lock, Hulk, and Hulk Hogan. They would came out of nowhere. They'd come out of nowhere, lightning fast, and they'd kick Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It'd be the bloodiest battle the world ever saw, the civilians looking on in total awe. I'm sure it would probably rage on for like a century. Many lives would be claimed, and then a terrifying American kids' TV presenter would end up victorious. That's a guess, though. SMX asks, excuse me. See, I'm just too tired, man. It's no good, man. Fighting losing battle, man. SMX asks, do all comers have to do duets for X Factor? No, all comers will not have to do duets for X Factor. I think I will I think what might happen is I might, in order to split people up, and make it a bit more involving, All Stars might be. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves a lot here with this.
Gosh.
I need sleep. What I might do is I might do a random draw. I'll do a random draw and just see what happens with that. I'm saying not random, I may choose your partner. Choose your partner, take them by the hand, do-de-do, and see a duet. But all comers will not necessarily have to do a duet, although it would probably be better off if they did, because the whole point of doing the duets one is so that you can, you know, do something with somebody else who you may not necessarily have done stuff with before in terms of psych stuff, and it's a whole sort of friendship increasing thing. I don't know why I did a weird movement of my arms then to emphasise it, nobody can see it. But hey. Question two is, can you say congrats to T-Bird when you see him? Yes, I can. Presumably this is how him getting this job, and he's going to become a doctor of global terror marketing or something. Something involving nuclear physics and the end of the world. Catan the Hedgehog asks, will the different houses like Spinners and Hoarders come back? Presumably, sometime down the line, when I start doing... when I start working on Eon again, which might not be that far away, actually. I've started getting a bit keen on getting Inferior Online back in its home. It's no knock on Eon Light, but Eon Light is a sort of slash temporary thing, and I've been very impressed with the way Blake's been doing edits, and Echo has been doing edits. So yes, sometime down the line, maybe. It is a maybe at the moment. Joe Forever asks, can you get from Tim and Sonic in 6 steps? Yes, I can. Do all comers need a partner for the Rick's foot? Yeah, I'll just answer that one. Joint of Sonic fans asks, will we be hearing the J-Pop Selector again anytime soon? You never know. I don't earn that much J-Pop, to be honest. It's all anime soundtracks. Oh yes, just my person in Rex Fest 2 blew up my face. Do you have a consolation for me? Yes, I'm going to be there. Well, actually, my plans for Rex Fest 2 blew up in my face as well, because there isn't going to be a Rex Fest 2 now. Likewise, it's not going to be a SWA this year, because I can't be bothered. Incidentally, Jurassic fans, I did get your email. I cannot get you across the Atlantic. I cannot pay for you to get across the Atlantic. Echo Hawk is coming over for the event. She was coming over anyway, and it just happens that the times work out very well indeed, and that she'll be most certainly attending. She'll be in the country from that time. This is something that was planned in advance. I cannot get you there, I'm afraid. Bother the US guys on creating, like they were rumoured to do. They were going to do, or try and get done at least, an event in New York City, a SonicCon New York for American fans. Try and start making comments on the thing, saying about whatever. If this is mentioned on the American forum, on the American blog, at any stage, that would be a very excellent idea to do. Free, he asks, how come the only quote I can remember from Street Fighter 2 is "Go home and be a family man"? That's because you can't remember the Guile one. That's why the only quote you can remember is "Go home and be a family man." Slick Rex Awards. Oopsie, sorry. If done correctly, do you enjoy fan fictions? If so, define correctly. I cannot define correctly because it's a matter of taste. Basically, writing it, although saying that, writing in the style that is, you know, complimentary, isn't like it's by a 10-year-old with problems, and anything that makes it sound like it could happen within the confines of that world and the characters. So it's like, okay, I don't necessarily mind OOC, but OOC I don't mind. OO, you know, out of line with the actual world itself, that I kind of mind. It just loses it for me. Trippy asks, when will the next show be up? DigiValentine asks, when will the next show be up? Archange UK asks, when will the next show be up? Huh? Ram asks, do you plan to come to Uruguay to say hi sometime? If I'm in the facility, I will most definitely come to Uruguay to see you, Ram, don't worry. Would you continue Chaotic Sex when I get the inspiration to do so? That's question two. Question three, do you think I'm pretty? Of course you are. I've seen your photo. Of course you are. Don't be daft. Of course you are, sweetheart. Question four is why Sonic Sprite Comics? Because I do a Sonic Sprite Comics site, so I thought that'd be kind of tie in nicely. Radman 622 says, AUK, you need to stop yawning. So what I would suggest to you is that you go and get a drink and put some music on, and then everyone will be happy. That's a very good question, Man 622. Question, suggestion, all ends in ION. So let's pick some music. I don't know. Bum 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 bum. Let's have a remix. There's a remix from Project Chaos that you probably don't normally hear. How about Heat Blur by Joker, and we're going to follow that up with Helium Stairways. And I'll see you after these, and something to keep me awake. We'll be right back.
Radio Redux.
And that was Helium Stairways by Ichituta. Right, I'm back. I have the remains of a 2-litre bottle of Summerfield Shandy, which is ice cold and should hopefully keep me awake. It's going to be a moderately short show. What is normally going on? What other questions do we have? Redman actually has some questions. If you were to kill off 5 Sonic characters, not including ones that have only been in one game, which would they be? I'd kill off... I'll tell you what I would do. Killing characters here, we're talking about. Big, because Big serves no purpose. That's one. I would kill off the future continuity, which would erase Silver. That would erase Silver, Blaze, Eggman, Naga, and Marine. So that is 5 in total. I wouldn't kill a Big. What I would do is I would actually probably kill Tails or Knuckles. Something should happen that one of the main characters should go. You should genuinely lose their life. And it would just shake everything up, and it would just make things. If Robotnik did it, even if he did it by accident, and if it would get the edge back, on Eggman and Sonic? That would be interesting. I could see Knuckles I could see Knuckles sacrificing himself for something, for some ideal. We'll see. Maybe it'll happen one day. Question 2. Do you hate the more far-fetched Sonic pairings such as Shademi, Sonodo, and Tail Cream? Personally, I generally do, but what do you think? I didn't see how Shademi is far-fetched. Same species, same time, male-female, looks... Amy is getting annoyed with Sonic now. And then you've got this... You've got Shadow, who's just like this sort of impermanent heartbreak situation. Needs someone to love, basically. I'm not against Shademi at all, mainly due to the fact that it is possible. Sonodo, everyone's always going to come with some yaoi pairing or something, no real problem. Again, Tail Cream, it's not the worst thing in the world. Who would Tails have in terms of a girl? You know, there's the whole Dear of the Age thing. Plus, it would be very funny because if they did start sort of dating, because then Vector would get all over possessive and would start hassling Tails to take good care of Cream and get her home on time. To Vanilla, and I think Tails Cream is quite sweet. Doesn't do anything for me in terms of, you know, oh yeah, that's absolutely perfect for those two. But it's, you know, I can see why people go for Tails Cream. But okay, each to their own. I think that's the best way of dealing with this. It says ripping off the label of the bottle. Because, hey. Question 3. Do you think that China is going to take over the world? And do you think that if the UK went to war with the United States, you guys would win? That would be the Brits would win. Because it's in the small size population, economy, and military of your country. We've already been to war with America, and we've lost once. That was the War of Independence. You should know, it's your country. because they're heavily outbombed. Although, if it went to a ground war, we'd win. And in terms of, if USA tried to invade Britain, it'd fail. If Britain tried to invade America, we'd fail, but would get a heck of a lot closer to... we'd do what the Dutch did. Was it the Dutch who razed Washington to the ground or something? Or razed the White House to the ground or something way back when? I can't remember. We'd get the Dutch in to sort out our problem. We'd get an alliance with the Dutch. It'd be quite funny, though, because everyone hates us and everyone hates the Americans, so... the entire world would just sit back and just let us just blow the crap out of each other. But hey. Any more questions? No, this is just comments on various things. More joiner Sonic fan questions. What do you think the odds are of each person winning the next Rex Factor competition? Dreadnought 0, because he's probably going to be a judge. Me and T-Bird, depending upon us doing this duet, pretty good. Whoever ends up doing Chant This Charm, pretty good. Speednux 8 billion to 1 outsider. Question 6. Can you do a barrel roll? Yes, I can. In fact, I did last year over Niagara Falls. You guys must have missed it. Question 7. If I manage to show up in England somehow, what happens then? Well, presumably you leave the airport and you go somewhere. Somewhere with lights and music and woo. Yellow Stripes Ed. Hello, Yellow Stripes Ed. What do you aim to beat next, AUK? I'm assuming this is a reference to Sonic the Hedgehog. What do you aim to beat next, AUK? I aim to beat Sonic 2 on my lonesome. Although I have that terrible thing, Tails. For some reason, I chose Tails. I chose Tails. And I just partnering with Tails, and as a result, Tails is buggering up my attempt to get the final Chaos Emerald. Yeah, I'm not too pleased about that. Or is it the sixth one? I can't recall. So you're supposed to ask, how can I stop killing threads by not putting the end at the end of them? And question 3, what's the meaning of life? The meaning of life is... let's find out, shall we? Let's ask the SW computer. Let's ask Google, what is the meaning of life to... Stripes it. Apparently, according to this, it's Senegal. The country of Senegal is the meaning of life. That had to be something, didn't it? Okay, question 3. Oh, that was question 3. Azure Streak asks, will there be another crossover show anytime soon? If so, with whom? I don't know. We don't know. There'll be changes to Radio Redux coming soon anyway, just because the way things are going to go down. But who is your least SSBB character? I've not played Brawl. So it's not over here. How about stupid Pokemon wolf thing, when quite clearly it should be Psyduck? I demand they put Psyduck in next Smash Brothers. I demand. Question 3. If Jimmy cracks cool and nobody cares, why does he keep doing it? Because he cares. Jimmy cares. You can't go up and go, I'm sorry, Jimmy, you can't crack corn, because nobody cares. Because Jimmy cares. If that makes sense. I don't know, I think my phone just went off, but hey. Redman asks, can you get from George Washington's boots to Sonic in 6 steps? George Washington wore boots. Boots is the name of a chemist in the UK. A chemist sells drugs. Drugs were used by drugs were used by Ben Johnson in order to win the 1988 Olympic Games. He represented Canada. Canada's symbol is the maple leaf. Three or four, I think. If I'm wrong, and it was free, you know, sod it. If it was free, I don't care. Was it maple leaf? A leaf of the fig variety was used, if you believe the Bible, to cover the modesty of Adam and Eve. Who tried hedgehogs but found for various reasons they were too prickly, such as Sonic the Hedgehog. There we go, that's good enough. Deems asks, hi AUK, I am Deems, can you play Paper Cup by Linkin Park? No, because I don't have Paper Cup by Linkin Park, unfortunately. So the extra asks, if your canoe is in a tree with its headlights on, how many pancakes does it take to get to the moon? In brackets saying, I already know the answer, I'm just seeing if you do. Well, quite clearly the number of pancakes is dependent upon the moon's position in the sky at the time. You're asking me a question with a variable answer. As such, I can't possibly tell you whilst Jupiter is in Uranus's eye, which is very painful for all concerned. Question 8,012,000,000. Second page. Zip. Go to page 2. Shax asks, what the hell happened to Alzari? I guess you'll have to find out, won't you? Question 2. Will there be another Why Sonic Soak Shadow Zelda comics? Probably. I've taken it off Shadow in Zelda 2. I've taken off the list for the archive, because maybe, I don't know. Yeah, this is the I think this show's title is going to be called the AUK is Tired Show. so I took it off of there in case, because it's the sort of thing that doesn't need to be written down. You know, you have to choose to do one, choose to do one. Question 3. Where can I buy a microphone that makes me sound like Chuck Norris? You can buy a microphone that makes you sound like Chuck Norris from the Chuck Norris store. This is www.chucknorris.com/shop/. You'll probably want to put EN-456, and that'll take you to the proper language version. Deems follows up with, hi AUK, I'm Deems the Echidna. I have a few questions. Question 1, why is the SW store not open? Because I never have time to do the SW store. Question 2, why is Sonic Billboard running on RR? Because it's one of our shows. It's a partnership show, although it hasn't been around for a long time. Question 3, when will you and DC do a show again? I don't know, Deems. Sometime. We enjoy an awful lot. So, DC was actually going to come down here at some point, but unfortunately that was not able to happen. I'm sure he'll be around here again at some point when we'll be doing some show with a terrifying laser and more of those Secrets of the Universe. I really enjoy doing those Secrets of the Universe. I think it should be a regular thing that I do with guests, the Secrets of the Universe. You can't remember it, look up the last show with me in DC and listen to it. Question four is, when is the SW Awards? 2009, because I'm just not doing them this year. There's no point. There's nothing really around. And it's just an awful lot of time to do. So I'm not going to this year. Simple as. Five, is there an award for best Sonic fan game? No, there is not. There is not one for that. Never one for that. Never. And I've run out of questions. And I've just completely run out of steam. I've got nothing to talk about either. He's like, yeah, some Sonic, woo. That's it. I've got nothing else to talk about, guys. This is sort of a show of nothing. It's just a very, very tired webmaster sitting in his house on his own in the cold with bloody hell a nondescript bottle of cheap shandy. Oh, God. What a sad wretch I am. Okay. A last piece of music, perhaps. Bigger number. Let's pick a number. Let's pick 726. Is the main title of Hitman Blood Money. Where the hell have I had that? Let's not have that. Something specific Sonic related. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's something from Sega Sonic the Hedgehog. Let's have Quick Escape from Sega Sonic the Hedgehog. So this is coming up, and I'll see you after this. Yes. That was, like I said, Quick Escape from Sega Sonic the Hedgehog, which of course was the arcade game, which introduces to the joys of Ray the Squirrel. And it's also Mighty's second game. Or is it the first game? No, it's his first game. Sorry, I do apologise, it was his first game. That's it. That's literally it. It's been a very, very short show. Nothing like Radio Redux normally is, but it's very late, and I haven't the heart to do it today, but one needs to be done, which kind of sucks all around, really. But yes, I'll see you next time. Please get in more questions, more Q&A UK. Hopefully, Demix will be able to do a Magnificent Seven next time. His Demix has been having various problems and has been very, very busy, but he's still around, fret not. But until that time, when I speak to you again, I've been Archie NGK, and this has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.